From the humble fig to an icon of design. That means, yes, a welcome to Colin Bissett.
Marina City rises up on Chicago's riverfront and can seem at first like a clear case of style over substance. There are two circular towers, each with a fancy scalloped edge, leading most people to call them the corn cobs. But Marina City isn't frivolous at all. When it opened in 1962, they were the tallest apartment towers to be built in reinforced concrete. More importantly, the development completely transformed perceptions, showing that living in the middle of a modern city was actually desirable, something we're only now taking on board in Australia. In the 1950s, American cities were sprawling ever outwards, leaving city centres that were dead out of office hours. Some called them 40-hour-a-week cities. And so a trade union that represented janitors and others who worked in apartment buildings asked Chicago architect Bertrand Goldberg to design a building that would draw people back to live in the centre, thereby creating new jobs. Goldberg came up with what he called a city within a city. There were two residential towers and also an office building with shops, restaurants, a theatre and gymnasium. Tucked at the bottom was a marina, enabling boat owners to putter out for the day on Lake Michigan. It was a startling success. Thanks to low rents, it appealed to a broad range of people from diverse backgrounds and widely varying income levels. A community as mixed and blended as a city. No flat has more than two bedrooms, but there are several configurations. Each has a curvy, organic quality, radiating out like a petal from a central core, which houses bathrooms, kitchens and the lifts. Naturally, being the 1960s, car parking fills the first 19 levels of each tower. Goldberg, who died in 1997, was a difficult architect to categorise. He quipped that he was the Goldberg variation. He'd been bored by the stuffy architectural training at Harvard and skipped over to Berlin in 1932 to study with Mies van der Rohe in the dying days of the Bauhaus. There, he discovered an emphasis on engineering and total design, where architects would design every aspect of a building. It led him to experiment with dramatic shapes for his buildings, and Marina City is a rich addition to Chicago's already striking architectural landscape. It's a precursor of the slinky, sexy apartment buildings that rise today everywhere from Sydney and Dubai to Shanghai and Chicago itself. While it made people see inner cities as living spaces, it's also a powerful example of a time when architects were really striving to create flexible living environments that would support and actually enhance the lives of individual residents. In short, it's an icon of substance over style.
Marina City, Chicago, as described by Colin Bissett. All Colin's icons, they're available for your relaxed scrutiny on the Blueprint website, or you can check out the ABC Listen app. They're there too.